Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
School board to interview candidates for vacant seat. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Next week, Campbell County School Board trustees will interview three candidates vying to fill the seat left by Dr. Joseph Lawrence, who resigned last month. According to the Gillette News Record, the candidates include Ruth Cloud, Meldine Gearing, and Tim Albin. Cloud came in fifth in the recent general election with 5,451 votes, while Albin placed seventh with 4,687 votes. Gearing was eighth. The interviews will take place on November 19th at 12:30 p.m., with the board finalizing questions on the day of. The selected candidate will serve the remaining 2 years of Lawrence's term and join new members Mark Christensen and Mary Bruner on the board starting December 1st. Wyoming Secretary of State certifies election results despite Weston County miscount. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray reported a significant error in Weston County's election results during last week's general election, but the Wyoming State Canvassing Board moved forward with certifying the election Wednesday. Cowboy State Daily reported this discrepancy was traced to incorrect ballots accidentally being used in House District 1, creating a 1,236-vote error in the unopposed race of Representative Chip Nyman. Residents like Newcastle Mayor Pam Gualtieri voiced concerns requesting a delay in certification to address worries about election integrity. However, Gray assured that Weston County's canvassing board performed a recount that corrected the error, confirming accurate results. The canvassing board unanimously certified the results. A statewide post-election audit across Wyoming's 23 counties found only minor issues. Statewide voter turnout was high, with 59% participation and 118,959 early votes cast. The Electoral College will certify Wyoming's votes on December 17th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.